guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Bananas in pajamas are sucking lots of dick. Bananas and pajamas want it very quick. Bananas and pajamas want it in their clit.
Or because it's copyrighted.
Is it copyrighted?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I just said we should sing it. Anyways, guys,
welcome
to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Here we are.
I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Debt Bitch, a.k.a. I don't peg anymore, but I used to be Peg the Stallion, a.k.a.
Okay.
What it do?
Hi, guys. I'm Wheezy, and I'm just here and queer.
Without her bonnet, thank God. Wow. But she is in pajamas, so that's why we started with...
It's not a pajama.
It should have been Wheezy
and pajamas. It's a pantsuit, and she's a cunt.
It's a what?
It's a pantsuit.
And?
She's a cunt.
This is...
Damn.
Wait, a pantsuit?
Oh, by the way, I just want to make a little comment. Somebody was like, oh, Wheezy is so shady and da-da-da-da. Yeah, bitch, I am. I'm sorry, I am.
Well,
and I want to be very clear in saying that if you're new to the show, I apologize if you're offended. But
you apologize for them being offended? Fuck
I'm
all
not
them.
Apologizing to me. If you had an issue with my shadiness, bitch, you can leave. This is the show of 4 years, and I'm going to continue to do it. It's not shade, it's judgment.
Mm. I get the shade versus judgment, but I feel those like- are PJs. This is not a pantsuit. If you guys are watching us on YouTube,
it's
make sure you search. Make sure you search. What the fuck is a search?
You're drunk.
Sorch. Make sure you search Horrible Decisions. Yes, this lovely, lovely, lovely audio that you guys get. You can also enjoy the full video episode on YouTube. Search Horrible Decisions. You get to see us tonight on a set. We're in WTF Studios.
Whoa.
But we do actually put money into you guys watching us if you want to. Yes. So if you thought the shade sounded shady in audio, wait till you add the face. Bitch.
Every Monday, 12 a.m.
Okay. No, seriously. Like, honestly, even the pauses. Like, I know y'all listen and y'all just hear the dead cricket silence. But when you watch
a
long video, there's a look that goes to all.
Yep, it's giving judgment.
It's giving these are PJs and what the bitch a pantsuit is like a blazer and pants. Not
you know what? I'll at least give Mandy that. The outfit. It's giving NyQuil. But you know we're here in queer with another episode for you guys. You guys have been requesting solo episodes, and you know what? Just to be a little messy, boots.
Look
at God saying, bitch, shut up.
Yeah.
He was
bitch, you were the one talking. So does that mean you got to shut up?
But I won't. Check God out on Bible Stories with Brianda and not on this one. I've loved all of the guests we've had.
Do you? I haven't. That's why some are archived now.
I was going to say, of the guests. Some of them weren't great. Some of them weren't. This actually has been a long time coming. Our show is better received and higher rated without guests. And I think there's a particular thing to be said about Mandy and I's dynamic that is fun to watch. And what's happening with guests now, for anybody that's listening, wants to come on Horrible Decisions, I'm going to tell you what I want. I want Mandy to share what she wants.
Awesome.
And we blend it.
Let's not speak for each other. Go ahead.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's talk about the guests we want. So for me, I'm kind of tired of y'all coming on to promote your shit so hard. This is not the Breakfast Club. We had an episode.
Nope. Don't make it too.
I'm trying to. No.
Yeah.
Recently where I realized like I felt like we were almost forced to do
that. We're a billboard. Yeah.
And it's frustrating because I want you guys to come on and be your authentic selves. And I want you to be so good that people rush to find you. I will say, one of the most popular episodes we've had within the last year was with, shout out to Sophia Franklin, who came on this show clearly to promote her podcast and cross audiences. And I didn't feel like she served that thirstiness in her episode.
And, as much as other guests have.
Yeah, like she said it at the end, like, and forgot about it. And it's just, she was fun and entertaining. And like, a lot of people can do that without like trying so hard. And trust me, when you are on a fucking show and niggas love you, they will find you. Don't matter what. They will be in the comments. What's their Instagram? What's this? Like, people will come to you if they're fucking with your vibe. And right now, the vibe that y'all are giving, it's exhausting me. I just want to have fun on this show. I want to talk about kinky shit. I don't want you to lie about the kinky shit you do. I don't want you to overdo it for us. And like, talk to iHeart and Black Effect about a fucking ad if you need it that bad. Seriously. Come on this show to have a good time with us and help people understand your kink and entertain others with us and just enjoy the convo and not be so focused on the brand. Like, I'm tired. You?
Me, bitch. You really want to pass it to me?
No, don't do this.
Okay, I ain't going to do it. I mean, I'm going to do it just a little bit, but I'll be honest in saying, when Weezy and I started this show, we had so many authentic, genuine stories to share. We also started receiving feedback that it's sex. How y'all gonna make it past 100 episodes? In the journey of this show, we've realized there were so many things that we had no education on or we didn't have experience with that we did start loving to reach out to people within the community. Unfortunately, within trying to share what this pod was supposed to be, business happened. And I think that amidst trying to grow this in a space where it was profitable for us, which eventually led for us to leave our jobs, you know, thank God, but we ran into a lot of disingenuous people that then you and I didn't say no to a lot of people over the last 3.5, 4 years. And I think that was because a lot of us wanted to see people win in the way we were winning. And so we collabed with a lot of podcasters where whether they added anything to the overall messaging of this podcast, we thought it would make for great content. I think that as we continued on, it just truly personal ventures got meshed with expectations, with entitlement, with where Weezy and I really wanted to come back to just straight up giving you guys solid entertainment about how we lived in this non-traditional lifestyle kinky space. And we both decided we want to focus more on those stories. I don't want to collab with celebs. Y'all hated the fucking City Girls. Y'all hated some of the other pods that we've brought on board that are new and y'all just wasn't feeling them. We're not a fucking billboard. And though we're on Black Effect, though Weezy has her studio now where she's allowing you guys to come in and build your brands with the fucking quality of the top-notch podcast out here, we want to get back to horrible being fucking horribly disgusting and filthy without us feeling like we're sitting here hoping you sell your brand to our audience.
Now, I will read you some interesting DMs I've recently got that I just love.
Oh, y'all, I don't even know these. So, this is basically your personal DMs.
No. People that want to come on the show. These are the people I want.
Oh, we are going to get some of them on, right?
Weezy and Mandy, yeah. I'm responding to your posts requesting real freaks. I'm a filthy, nasty slut as per my dominant. I'm a submissive masochist that loves public sex. Bruises, marks, bite.
Wait.
Slap.
Wait, Weezy. We did this since episode like 2.
Okay, I'm going too fast.
Bro, you read? I don't know what the fuck you saying and I'm right here, son. Slow it down. Can you add
I am
character?
A submissive masochist that loves public sex. I love bruises, marks, bites. I've been slapped, spit on, licked during sessions. I've had sex in a forest preserve. She's black.
Wait, a forest preserve?
A construction site, music studios, and many a sex club. I'm also a 30-year-old mom of twins. Bitch, come on.
Not her fucking in a forest. Now he's. Bitch, you fucking Tarzan? Bitch. Who the fuck you fuck in a forest, bitch?
I got to know.
The state trooper? I just need to know who the fuck she fuck. She's a black woman that says she fucked in a forest.
Also,
preserve.
Why not just say the woods? When you say forest, it get real mystic.
I think there's parrots there, bitch.
We need you.
Y'all think now, about the jungle, by
no
the way.
No bullshit. Wait,
is forest and jungle? Clip, wait.
Because these are the kind of guests I want.
But wait, pause. Forest and jungle, what's the difference? Nigga, I mean, you're not that, but
Wow.
What is the difference? Because you do come from South America. And so
Central America.
I
know,
official. Nigga, I always get it wrong. No, Central, Vinny, South, are they not close?
You definitely thought Russia was a continent, so.
Are you ready for this?
Okay, real quick. Yeah. What's the difference between a forest and woods?
A forest has many tall trees and can be usually traveled by humans. The jungle.
A jungle.
Describes a tangled or overgrown mass of vegetation over a
large area. Wait, what's the woods?
I think that's closer to the forest.
Me too. But I was, that's what I was saying.
We call the woods, like in America, we got woods. We ain't got jungles in America, right?
We don't have jungles in America.
But we got a rainforest here or no? That either.
We don't have rainforest in America. We just got woods.
I don't like that. I really be asking the questions that matter.
No, they do matter. They do matter. They do matter.
They do matter.
They do matter.
Because we sit here dissecting jungles, forests, and woods.
You know why? It's because it's sincere and what, genuine. What and you see? Want to learn, and I appreciate
bro,
that.
Bro, I only come on here.
There's nothing wrong with you wanting to know this and Weezy, asking these questions.
So, Weezy's crying. Weezy, you knew the answer to that? No, you didn't. You knew there was no rainforest or jungles in America. We only had woods.
If y'all want to see the content, Weezy's dead crying.
Wait, what's the definition of woods?
I got you. Hold on.
How does that differ, nigga? I need to know. Yo, can you stop crying? Is this not a valid
okay,
question?
Okay, so the woods is an area of land smaller than a forest. Oh. So it's woods, forest, and then you got then
oh,
you got
then you
jungle.
Got jungle. Okay.
Yo, do we you, got rainforest here in America?
Technically, wait. Let me show you how smart I am. Technically, Puerto Rico is in the U.S. of A. and they got the Junca Forest. Forest.
That's fair.
Yeah, okay. Bitch.
But that's a forest. We're not. You were saying jungle.
I said in the U.S. of A. and Puerto Rico
you
is in the U.S.
in
of A.
America.
America no is rainforest. Puerto Rico, not America.
You were. It was giving mainland, Mandy, and. But okay,
that's what we doing. Okay, shout out to all of y'all that was with me.
Okay.
That's it. None of y'all who was against me like Eden and Weezy right now.
We're not against you.
Y'all, she just said, cried. Well, and she wasn't laughing with me. She was laughing at me.
No.
I feel away.
I was laughing at this situation.
But there's technically a rainforest in America, in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's a part of the U.S. of A. Read the next fucking DM, bitch.
God.
Damn, dog.
Man. Now, this girl I want to have on, too. I was a phone sex operator specializing in ABS, adult baby syndrome. She went through training and everything. We need to have her on. Now, there's a white guy who wrote us who's a gay sex worker. He said he doesn't believe we've had a gay escort on. We did on Patreon. Don't want to talk about it. Now, I said, all
right. It was not good.
Tell us
bitch.
More. Tell us about your favorite client. He said, I was once in London, got a call from a rich Saudi man. I showed up and there was a Russian female escort, lines of coke on the table. They were vibing, wanting me to join. He asked me to help fuck her. But I could tell he was mostly gay. The best part was his brother was in the suite next door. So he made me practice what he would do in case the brother came in.
So here's the thing. I read the DM and I said, damn, this person sounds so interesting. Are you sure they're fully white? Because I was hoping maybe they were like Cuban or something where they were white presenting.
His name is.
It looks like it's Latina. His name.
Alexi Padamita.
So I said, can you make sure he's really white? Because to be very honest, this show, if we go back to talking about what the premise of this is, Weezy used to say a thing in the very early beginning of this pod that things were WPS, white people shit.
Right.
A lot of the things, as far as kinks, paraphilias, and lifestyle conversations that we have on this pod, a lot of people be like, ain't no way black people was doing that. And so as we get to where we want more guests like this, I do want them to be people of color.
I do too, but we can throw in, you know. If
we can throw in a white every now and then, cool.
Y'all had Lola.
We did.
Right, and she was... She's been probably our only white guest this year in 2021.
No, yeah. We had somebody else white.
White?
We had someone else white besides Eddie and Lola.
Eddie's Latino.
Oh.
Was the anal filling girl also white?
Well, anal filling girl.
She puts mad stuff in her ass.
No, she was Puerto Rican.
Oh, she's Puerto Rican. Hey.
Oh, Daya.
Daya.
Daya, there you go.
Daya Dada.
Really? Yeah, that was it, Lola?
Lola was the only white person all 2021.
As far as I know.
So we could do one white person a quarter, I guess.
Yeah. since we are a quarter. Oh, stop.
Hey, are we? We're not only a quarter.
Bitch, I'm 69 or something, 71.
Oh, this bitch that went and got her motherfucking DNA motherfucking tested.
We want you guys to write into horribledecisions@gmail.com or DM us. And seriously, don't just say pick me. Tell us why. Y'all make this so annoying with this.
Bruh. Oh my God, pick me. I like having sex.
Do you remember the first email?
Where's the camera? No. No, like, we don't want you to come on and just say, oh my God, I'm such a freak. I like being fucked.
I will say, no. There was an email we got when we first started Horrible Decisions.
I know what you're going to talk about.
I will never forget.
Me and my friends were just so wild, crazy, fun. Bitch, it was like TLC. Like,
you guys crazy, would love
sexy,
us.
Cool is not an adjective to come on Horrible Decisions.
It was the most random. And I was like, can you tell me what's special about you? We're fun. Okay.
That literally, Weezy never responded.
I'm sure you
that.
Are.
I understand.
Now, Mandy's outline.
You know I got an outline, puss the hoe.
You put my phone down.
That took up our catch up because I do like
to leave. No, she did it. And there we have our 11 minutes. How much was it, Adam?
It's been 17 minutes.
17.
Oh, bitch. That was...
Let's get to it. Damn it. Shit. All right.
This is how you're going to treat me and my outline? No. I respected you and yours.
I had tears in the last of a rainforest, episode that we recorded.
You literally. But first off, that was a valid fucking question.
No, it was like, a great and genuine question.
Let's not act like we don't be potting in here, okay? Exactly. Like, people really didn't know the difference between woods, forests, and jungles until now. Okay, shit.
I think them niggas didn't know we ain't have a rainforest, though.
Yeah. Anyways, if y'all want to wonder why I ask these dumbass questions,
it's dumbass
because,
questions.
Well, it's also because I am a product of the Florida education school system. And speaking of Florida, that is where our vanilla shit.
Hell of a segue.
Come on, Segu. What? I don't like the side.
Come on, we have to give her flowers for that.
Let's not do.
It's just like, I just get very embarrassed to tell people where I went to school.
Why?
Because like, I like to feel like I've elevated in life.
Elevated from Florida to New York. I think that's an elevation.
No, I just mean as far as like, if there's ever a moment where I say something stupid and then people realize I'm from Florida, they'd be like, oh.
Great. So now we have an excuse, bitch. Damn. Oh, I live in my excuse. I'm from Florida. That's why I talk like this. I love to use it. And now people are getting robbed.
Damn,
apparently.
What the fuck going on? Is everything?
Is that a dog, bitch?
You think I'm going to open the door?
Lock it.
I love that Ed does not act like a white man. Because a regular white man would have been like, there? We have to go explore. What was that sound?
Guys, let's split up.
Let's split up.
Okay, so our vanilla shit, for those of you guys who may be listening to us for the very first time, our vanilla shit is our odd sex stories or somewhat in the news.
Sex adjacent.
Sex adjacent. And this one is very adjacent to sex because it has more so to do with relationships, such as the South Florida couple that attempted to hold a wedding at a mansion that they did not own. Many of you guys may have read about this.
No.
Oh, you did not. So I don't want to say their name. I won't say their last names. Courtney and Shanita invited family and friends to their dream home and estate for their weekend wedding celebration. The ceremony was Saturday. Brunch to take place on Sunday.
But was it Airbnb situation?
No, ma'am. There was just one problem. The couple did not own the 16,300 square foot mansion and also did not have permission to use it. The suburban Fort Lauderdale estate has everything.
Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you what the estate holds, baby. Oh, a bowling alley, no. Swimming pool Ooh. With a waterfall, hot tub, tennis courts, and a gazebo with an 800-foot bar. Okay? Nice. Wilson went arrested.
Oh, my God. I see a picture of it.
Wilson, when arrested, said that it was God's plan that the couple marry there.
Bitch.
Right.
Hold on. Despite what the invitation inferred, the actual owner, Mr. Nathan, never gave them permission to hold the festivities there. And he was stunned when Wilson and Shanita showed up Saturday morning to set up for their wedding.
Wait.
Hold on. He called the police. I have people trespassing on my property, told the 911 dispatcher. Nathan told the 911 dispatcher. And they keep harassing me, calling me. They say that they're having a wedding here and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All I want is for it to stop. And they're sitting at my property right at the front gate right now. Two officers told Wilson that he would have to leave, and he did. No charges were filed. Of course, Mr. Wilson said that I just don't want to talk about it. This is what he said to the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
Wait, the couple sent out elaborate invitations detailing their love story.
Yes.
Reconnecting after 30 years of high school.
Destination.
About how he proposed over pizza on Christmas Eve. And the ceremony would be followed by a red carpet cocktail hour. What? The guy figured it was a vacant house and didn't realize someone lived on the property. He had no idea who lived there.
He was about to try to have people come up to this house that he didn't know really anyone lived in. He probably thought it was like one of them like Florida houses where people leave on a seasonal.
But shouldn't you check?
Florida.
Why I had to be
common
Shanita?
Common sense ain't so common, apparently.
Why did it have to be Shanita, dog?
Shanita, bruh. And so...
You think they're still married?
First off, they're probably married. They just didn't have a wedding.
You think they're in jail?
No, it said that, that no charges were pressed. They do also end with saying that Broward County records show a marriage license has been issued to the couple.
Okay.
But they have not registered as married. Just yet.
They just didn't have a moment.
So what's the difference? Real quick. So if you're... Let me read that again because y'all know I don't want to get married.
I can tell you what
so
it means.
So if you have a marriage license but not registered, talk to me with what that means.
When I was dating the guy...
I was about to say, bitch, you wasn't married.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Vladdy, my dog, I was dating a Russian guy and he didn't have a... Wow, I don't think I ever told the story. He didn't have a visa and his visa was expired.
Oh, no, you shared this story, bitch.
About how I had to go
on Patreon. This was a Patreon story.
So, well, I don't mind telling it. He was a very nice man. You know, he got my dog. He's from Moldova. And, you know, it happened.
This is before Weezy started back fucking black guys. Go ahead.
I had a white guy moment. So, but I was still fucking niggas.
No.
I was back and forth. I was young when I did this.
Oh, this was younger than when we started the pod?
I was in Wakuli. This was bro, back.
I was about to say, because when we started this pod... It was all pink dick.
I had just, it was.
You did at least a year.
I didn't have tits yet.
You did at least a year of pink dick on this podcast.
Oh, when I first moved to New York, it was a wrap.
There was no melanin in those penises.
That's because I was fucking lover boy.
And DJ and restaurant guy and a lot of other people.
I just have never explored it. But anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
So this was, I was very young and I was like, oh, well, of course I'll marry him. What's the big deal? We had to go to the courthouse and you have to get a paper that gets you ready to get married. I'm assuming that's the license or something, but whatever it was, we had to pay like $125 or something. And there was a piece of paperwork that said we can go. You have to get that. I'm assuming that's the license. And apparently you have to do it before weddings and all kinds of stuff, at least in Florida. So, and this is in Florida,
right?
When we were about to set the court date, I was like, you know what? I can't do it. And I felt so bad.
Was he paying you for this?
No, we were in love. I was young.
You wasn't at least going to get $30,000? Because he was going to get like a visa off of this, right?
I just didn't. I was so young at the time. I didn't understand what we were doing. I just didn't want my boyfriend to leave.
When I tell you when I was young.
But I'm going to tell you what happened.
I was willing to marry anybody for that $30,000.
Vinny and I went to Ultra. And I was doing a lot of Molly and Ecstasy. And I remember sitting by this tree. I think it was Cascade that was on. And I was like,
damn.
I don't. You remember Cascade?
Of course.
Cascade with a K. Shout out to Cascade. DJ Chicago.
Yeah, DJ, yeah.
Really well known. I was.
I was thinking about the ice rink. Little skate rink in Atlanta.
I thought you were thinking about the soap for the bathtub. Anyway.
Cascade is a skating rink in Atlanta.
Okay.
I hate when you drop your tone like that.
Because we know you know what it is.
Because you judgy. You being judgy.
I am. That's the ranking in Atlanta.
So who is this little house pill pop and DJ you was listening to?
Oh, Cascade. And I think the song was, I don't remember. But I just looked at Vinny.
It probably
like,
didn't have words. That's why you couldn't just say anything.
Can't.
Because all them house music things just say three words per song. And then all you get is doom dee dee doom 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 doom.
4 a.m. It's funny.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. See what I mean? You couldn't even give words to me.
Not even lying, y'all.
It is 4 a.m. Copyrighted music.
Hey, there's a way. Oh, I used to get so hard.
Give me the words.
Let me look at the
lyrics.
Since
you sung it so well.
Sunday morning.
Hey, copy. Okay. Hey. This is really
cool. Yeah, when she gonna talk?
Sorry, I gotta talk.
See, there is no music.
Nah, wait, there's no words on that shit.
In case people don't want to hear my voice. No, you're
good. We got it. At least like 10 seconds. We good.
Let me tell you something funny. We good
until 10 seconds.
Before the Orlando show, Vinny and I went to Miami to go see Cascade. And did we do Molly? We did some. But we went to Space, and that was my last time before COVID really hit. And I was like, bro, we used to go crazy to this shit. So it was just wild to see how DJs can keep their career. But I basically found out during
It's crazy how podcasters can keep their career.
No, but like, isn't it wild? Y'all killing it.
Huh? What?
Nah, because y'all killing it.
Yeah, but podcasting, to me, like, DJs, like, bro, you don't even need words. You just played.
You do need drugs.
But you need drugs, but people take drugs regardless. Mm-hmm. So to be a DJ that you just play little cute sounds that people get super high to, they don't even remember the beat after they take the drugs. Look, Weezy just knows this is what she does, but she can't remember anything from this.
I do.
Song.
I know that someday you will something find me. There's a way. I know. Right?
Wait, there's that goes? Many words so. In these
I'm
songs?
Not, I'm not going to lie. I don't someday. Know.
See, look. I don't know what she's talking about.
When's she going to talk?
This sounds like... Look, I'm not even high.
Techno decision.
And I just want to go like...
You feel it a little bit, right? I'm telling you.
You know what this sounds like? Sex club music.
Watching you
not gonna lie. Not going to lie. I'm not going
to
lie.
This is what you listen to at a sex club?
This is what plays on at the sex club. Shout out, Daniel.
She's not lying.
This is for sure sex club porn type of music. Wait, I never put two and two together. All right. Because this is not a music podcast.
Do y'all be having DJs at sex clubs?
First off, this is the music. And I'm not going to lie. When I go into the clubs, yeah. I be on my man like.
Like in the music.
I'm not going to lie. I do. I feel like I'm a little snake.
Wow.
Someone make this as a gift, please.
You feel like you're a snake with the sex club music?
But what you just
hold
did
on, let me keep going.
You guys. And then I lick his balls like. And then I lick from his balls up to his head, but it's to this music where we feel like we're super in ecstasy with no ecstasy.
You need to do a little bit. I'll give you my dealer's number.
I am not taking ecstasy. Bitch, I'd be on a bottle of tequila if you really want to know. And then I'd be like, babe, this is why we need lube because I'm drunk. We just got a bottle of tequila. Of course my pussy's going to be dry. Even though I want it to be wet, I just drank a whole bottle of tequila with you.
Right.
So, yeah.
I will tell you, drug pussy is the real thing. Drug pussy?
Drug pussy is not the real thing.
Alcohol and
what
drugs.
What type of drugs? Because even
it
when
it dries you out,
bro,
man.
Even when you smoke weed, a bitch be like, let
shrooms
me drink a too. Bottle of water
shrooms
before I suck
dry
this
my
dick.
Pussy out.
What does?
Weed dries my pussy
weed
out.
Weed and liquor will dry your pussy out.
All of it.
So what type of drugs don't dry your pussy out? Go ahead and share. I know you have experience.
I don't have not one that hasn't dried me out.
That's what I'm saying. So all of these substances dry the fuck out of pussy. So, hey, guys, if you want to go to a sex club or a festival or to a bedroom and you've had any sort of drugs or liquor in your system, just bring the lube
Mandy
and let him know.
Is hey. So drunk she doesn't even realize we are off this motherfucking outline.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, nigga was getting married. You don't think I don't know it? Oh, baby, I know where we're at.
Oh,
and
nah.
I know, and I know how long we've been recording, pussy
how long?
Asshole.
How long have we been recording?
We have been recording for 28 minutes.
Oh, no, 30 minutes.
Oh, bitch, oh, wow. 2 minutes off. I got this.
That was good.
Pussy asshole. That and our good. Horrible decision ain't that long today. I got this. So we're going to go into the hors d'oeuvre.
Wee wee.
So the hors d'oeuvre for this episode, I do want to talk to you because we started the hors d'oeuvre segment, I would say sometime in 2020. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of media spaces, podcasts, blogs that have given sex tips. One of which being one that we all grew up on, Cosmopolitan. So I found this super wild article. It's from babe.com. And it is a collection of the weirdest tips that Cosmopolitan has graced us with.
Cosmopolitan actually has an issue where they tell you everything they fucked up on.
No, but that's what I'm saying. And I mean, Cosmo, I don't know the generation you are, whether you're Gen Z.
Oh, I miss buying a magazine and getting in a bathtub.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is where a lot of us looked for dating advice, sex advice, figuring out what our fucking clitorises were supposed to look like.
We should buy a magazine for nostalgia. Let's do homework, y'all. Let's buy a mag for nostalgia.
Seriously. So this specific article talks about the weirdest sex tips. And so I wanted to kind of go back and forth with you on what some of those are. The very first one that I wanted to bring up was Cosmo said that you should nestle his dick in your armpit. This was referred to.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is what Cosmo
said. Hot dog?
No, they referred to it as the pit fuck. Huh. And this is what the original article said. Again, have your partner lube up his junk, then get into a modified 69 with him on top, but with his dick settled into your armpit instead of your mouth. Yep, you read that correctly. You can use your other hand to stroke his balls or his whatever.
I'm so scared we're going to run out. This is the type of shit that I get very terrified for.
Bro.
When people are like, how are you guys going to keep talking about sex? If we're here, I'm out.
Bro. So it says that armpits aren't traditionally the sexiest part of the body, but at Cosmo, anything goes. At least they admit that this one was pretty weird and different strokes for different folks.
Like, I get the armpit thing, but like trying to say you're making it a mutt. Damn, I'm sweating. Oh my God.
I mean,
because you're in pajamas.
It's kind of a little thick, yeah.
No, it's not.
You're in linen pajamas with stripes.
You look comfy.
Different color stripes.
I am.
With heels.
First of all, it's a vibe. Ma'am.
I mean, I was just like, listen, I know if y'all watch us on YouTube, you probably want to envision fucking us. And here we go. Weezy has on heels and pajamas and I have fucking...
There's a lemon on the end of my shoe. I am doing some effort.
She has a citrus heel.
You guys want to laugh really quick though?
Well, I have Beavis and Butthead on my socks.
Y'all, just for people on the YouTube, I'm only wearing these shoes and showing one foot.
Are you going to do this, bro? Don't do this.
Because these niggas sent me two
different shoes. Weezy has on two different shoes right now. And she didn't know because she just opened the box here at the studio.
Now... This is also a good shoe, but is it the lemon? No. Do you think maybe it came like this? I don't know. But anyway.
They didn't because they're different heights. So one of the other ones that I thought was, of course, Cosmo-esque. Draw me like one of your French girls.
Oh.
So this one actually stems from that scene in Titanic where Rose is sitting there naked with just the jewel on her body. Mm. And Leonardo DiCaprio is... sweating while he's drawing her on this Etch-a-Sketch. Anyways, it says that this is the foreplay move to end all foreplay moves. Can't draw, doesn't matter, because you will be naked, lying on a fainting couch while your non-naked lover draws you wearing this and only this. If this does not immediately lead to hot sex, your partner is doing it wrong.
So, no.
Yeah, I was gonna say no too. I can't draw for my fucking life.
Hold on. I have one more that Cosmo said to do. And this is not a tip that I don't think we've ever said to do. Oh. So guys, again, these are weird sex tips that I wouldn't recommend. The other one is rub your cheek in his pubes to get his scent on you.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the instruction. Are you ready, Weezy?
No.
Put him flat on his back and lie on top of him, keeping your bodies pressed closely and legs intertwined. We may think we're just kissing kissing some dude, but our brains are actually assessing his scent for clues on his health, genetic compatibility, and general suitability as a mate. Hold on. Scent also incites lust. Subconsciously, we smell arousal. Let yourselves be pulled by these biological forces by taking a tour of each other's bodies, noticing the different subtle scents. Here we go. Brush your nose near his armpit.
Okay.
Smell his neck just under his ear.
Yeah.
Rub your cheek in his pubes and get his scent onto you. Have him lick between your legs, then kiss him so he can taste yourself on his lip.
That sucks.
Be the animals you actually are and see what you can figure out. So... no, I'm not. At this point, I live for my man. He's so amazing. I also don't want to dive into his armpit and smell like him for the day.
Would you put your cheek on his pubes?
But like the intent?
My cheek on his pubes? No. My cheek could be on his thigh while I'm sucking his dick. But what am I just... First off, do you know how coarse pubic hair is?
Yeah, very.
I don't like need exfoliant on my
Think about when
face.
You're making out or you're like... For me, it's missionary when a guy's beard like comes into contact with my skin. I always, you know, I got a little eczema. That's what black people call eczema.
All right. All right.
Don't black people call eczema eczema?
No. No one calls it eczema.
Yes, they do. But I
know
got
about noxema, but they know eczema is eczema. You might be confused. Noxema, yes.
I'm talking about eczema, bitch.
Bitch is eczema.
Is eczema and eczema not the same thing?
First,
why are you laughing?
Eczema is not a word.
What is so funny? I need to know.
Because we have a true black man in here. Okay, saying, I don't know about.
Have
eczema.
You ever had anybody call it eczema?
No.
Well said.
Okay, well, I'm from Florida, so
you like that she talking about scrambled eggs? Because don't nobody say eczema.
Oh my god!
And she's allergic to eggs. So why are you calling it eczema?
I don't even remember what I was gonna say.
Carry on. You ain't got nothing else to say? What, bruh?
Nothing.
Are you finding a way to go off my outline? I got this. Let go. Now we in. You good, girl?
I'm sorry. I think so.
You think so?
I'll tell you if I'm not.
Okay. Well, anyway, those are tips that you should not listen to. We are going to now get into our horrible decision. Our horrible decision comes from, I want to give a huge shout out to Afrosexology. If you follow them, they give a lot of great tips in this space. Black sex focus. It is at Afrosexology. That's where this horrible decision came from. Because we talk about sex. Duh. Hello. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we talk about sex in terms of being horny. Mm. In terms of wanting to orgasm. In terms of wanting to nut. One of the really cool posts that I saw on Afrosexology had to do with how we want to feel during sex. Not what feeling you want from your partner in the relationship, not the feeling of an orgasm, but what feelings you genuinely want to feel when engaging in sex. So, you didn't pull it up. I wanted to ask you.
Let me click on
it. Don't pull it up yet. Don't pull it up yet. Bitch, put your goddamn phone down. Before you pull it up, I want to ask you, what feelings do you hope to endure during the act of sex with a partner? Now, again, this has to do with how does sex make you feel? Not the person, not the relationship, but how do you want to feel during sex? Give me three adjectives now.
Oh, adjectives. I was going to say an adrenaline rush, but that's not an adjective. Excited.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to use the word nervous, but I'm like trying to think.
You want to feel nervous? No, during
I kind of like that.
You know when
that,
you like
though.
That anxiousness of yeah. like, you're like, ooh.
Okay.
I can't find that word. Maybe excited
you,
is
but,
it.
But here's okay. the thing. When you bring up anxious, it's weird because a large form of mental health and what people battle with is anxiety. And so a lot of us don't want to have anxiety.
So, that must be a sub thing.
Wait, talk
for example, you know when like, well, if you're super subbing out and like even just a spanking, you don't know when it's going to come and you're jumping and you're like kind of, ooh, ooh, you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
that feeling I love when I'm like, just kind of like, ooh, like, I don't know what's going to happen. Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? When I'm totally consenting. I like to feel.
And you like that feeling.
A little bit. Excited, anxiousness, and.
Give me a third word.
Connected or satisfied. Like I like feeling like
satisfied.
Satisfied, yeah.
So I want to read a few of the words because what's crazy is the three words that you said are not even on the list.
Okay.
But
excited, is it?
No. But I won't say that how you want to feel during sex is not valid. I could never take what type of experience you want to have during sex. But what's crazy is we've had 4 years of talking about sex, and I think we do often talk about the climax, orgasming, how much we've come, or the act of submissiveness and dominance, mm-hmm. but never what we truly want to feel. So for those of you listening, think of the words or adjectives in which you truly want to feel when you're engaging in sex. And I'm going to list off some of these, and you tell me if these are like, one being powerful, confident, primal, adored.
Primal, I like.
I love
worshipped, primal. Wild, objectified, passionate, shameless, respected, slutty, creative, authentic, proud, loved, free, and spiritual. The idea
I was thinking too literal.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but even those words that you feel like, even going down this list, I was like, damn, even when I was having super casual sex, I don't think I ever thought about, I mean, we've preached nothing but sexual liberation on this show. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've honed in on owning your sexual self, but not truly with, even if you're engaging with one partner or 10 or 15 or 20, what is the feeling you want when you engage in these acts?
Yeah, I think when it was like super casual, now that I'm thinking of that list, definitely confident. Like that's the one thing that's important, because if you don't feel like that, then you feel used, which is ironic because objectified is a word and I could see liking that too.
Right. I mean, we talked about it all the time, like even in terms of wanting to be called certain things only in the bedroom. We don't want someone to call us slutty, but in the bedroom, we may want to be referred as your little slut, mm-hmm. or your little whore, or we may accept even hearing the word bitch in bed, but not, we don't want to hear it in person. So there's also things that I think that as women, if we're going to be sexually liberated, I think the idea of I'm going to have sex, but why? Not just to come. How do I want to feel? Because I think that that has a lot to do with also how we feel after.
Yeah.
If we don't feel what we intended to go in there and feel, that's where regret comes.
And you know what, too? I don't even think it comes with orgasm. Like, if you don't come, I've been satisfied without coming.
I have to.
I'm like, ooh, I got some dick.
I have to. Something else, again, shout out Afrosexology. Another thing, again, we've talked about sexual liberation on this podcast. What does sexual liberation feel like? Right? Look at me. I'm getting deep this episode. I know we had a few laughs.
But I think the word is pride then. The only one I could think of. Because the total opposite of that is shame.
Okay. So you feel empowered.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things of sexual liberation is feeling empowered. But I want to go down this other list. Because if you feel like you're living your best host self, you're loving being in a slut. We know it's a hot girl summer. And you're like, I'm sexually liberated. This list I really liked, because if you, for whatever reason, don't connect with these things, you're possibly not as sexually liberated as you feel like. And maybe you're using that word to cover up maybe some true feelings. So sexual liberation feels like being connected to your body. How are you sexually liberated if you only want to have sex in the dark? How are you sexually liberated if you don't like how you look in the mirror? How are you sexually liberated if there's shame in what your vulva and your clit and what your vagina essentially looks like? You can't consider yourself sexually liberated without fully embracing yourself in entirety. Do you disagree?
I think that's a fair point, because to me, when I think about being sexually liberated, it's about being proud of the sex acts. I never really think of myself.
Right.
I'm always like, oh, I fucked this nigga and yay, feminism.
But it's not about you. And I think that this is super huge. Another one is having accurate and complete information about your body and sexuality. What you said earlier, not feeling ashamed about your sexual desires. Knowing your yes and knowing your no. You can't be fully sexually liberated if you're going into sex fully just wanting to please your partner without knowing what pleases you.
Yeah.
You can't go in claiming to be sexually liberated with your full focus being on pleasing your partner without knowing exactly what turns you on and how to explain that to your partner. You need to be fully confident in, I know I really like my ass played with while I get penetrated. Being sexually liberated is having the confidence to tell my partner, hey, I need that thumb in my butt while you're fucking me. That is what sexual liberation
is
about.
But asking for what we want, there's a lot of shame with that too. People are very scared to ask for what they want too early on in fear of being looked as slutty. Like,
now, let me
even girls
you.
That like to be slapped or choked.
So let me ask you, sexually liberated women, the time to ask when to get or receive certain things in the bedroom. Is it too early ever to ask for the things you like in sex or engagement?
So we've talked about sex before, right?
Right.
Like, I don't like to talk about sex too much before, maybe like a little bit of teasing or flirting, but for the first time. But sometimes in the moment, for the first time I have sex with anybody, I genuinely just let it flow. The second time, I tell you everything I want.
Oh, so after one time, we get real, just basic sex, but the second time, you're pulling out all the tricks?
Mainly. Unless, like, we're just super hypersexual in the beginning. For the most part, I kind of just like to get a feel for someone's body, the size, just kissing, connecting with them, and then I see what kind of lover they are, and then, like, then I know. Like, if I'm with a nigga, and they're, like, super, like, kissy, touchy my face, da-da-da, like, I may ask for different things than I would a nigga who's, like, super rough.
Okay, this last one, I do want to give a trigger warning out. Because if you're walking around claiming sexual liberation, what real sexual liberation feels like as well is knowing how to protect your body and pleasure from unwanted experiences. But i.e. contraception, sexual boundaries, and barrier methods. So I say that to say...
Besides contraception, what's a barrier method?
A barrier method, I would say, would be what? Like, is barrier method not wanting to not give head without a condom?
When you said contraception, like, I thought it was one of
those. Well, contraception to me...
Like taking off the condom,
well,
I get it.
Well, contraception to me has to deal with pregnancy. Barrier methods has to deal more with STDs. So that can involve oral. You can't get pregnant through your mouth.
Oh, fair.
But it's still a barrier method of, if I really don't want to suck this dick unprotected because I'm aware that I can contract a sexual STD, I should be comfortable in telling him, I would like for you to wear a condom if you want oral sex.
Right.
And so a barrier method has to do with STDs.
We had a live show where we were asking.
We did for HBO.
I think, I was just thinking about when we were in Detroit, maybe it was like 500 people. And we were like, how many of y'all suck dick with a condom? And it was like two or three people.
So a barrier method would be you knowing that I could contract an STD this way. So I would like protection. Contraception to me has to do with pregnancy.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
I was thinking of contraception as a condom, period.
It's you being completely confident in explaining to your partner, this is what I would like to do because this is how strongly I feel.
Yeah.
And I don't want to engage in sex unless this is how we go about doing it. Something else that I've recently been talking about, of course, is how birth control affects women. And one of the conversations that I had recently in research too, is that we get birth control a lot of times because of our partners. A lot of times we don't get birth control because we don't want kids. A lot of times we get birth control because the person we're fucking doesn't want to use condoms anymore. We both agree that we're not ready for a family. And so we inject ourselves with all of these hormones.
I don't want to use them either.
I know, but for a lot of women, I've been with you for X amount of time. You're my only partner. We both agree we don't really want kids, but we take the burden on of hormonal imbalance.
I can't wait for them to have a pill for niggas.
They do. I mean, we talked about like, it. But niggas like, ain't really taking it, bro.
Widespread shit. You know what I mean?
Niggas like, ain't taking that shit.
I can't wait.
They're not going to take it.
I cannot do birth control.
They really still believe in the pull-out method.
I use rhythm method, but you know me.
Yeah, and I don't believe that either. But it's okay. You got enough for $500, so.
Well, let's get to the home mail.
Home mail is really funny, by the way. I'm super excited for this home mail.
Okay.
Because it came based off of a conversation that we had in a previous episode. Eden, thank you, but not thank you for looking up pubic lice and crabs.
You're welcome.
As you guys know, none of us have really heard of crabs since we were children.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to crabs.
I just watched Sex and the City when they went to the Hamptons and Charlotte got crabs.
That's what I'm saying. It's such a like STD that no one really discusses anymore.
We're over it.
I thought it was great. We got a home mail sent in to us. By the way, if you want to send in a home mail or home confession, send it on over to horribledecisions@gmail.com. We may read it here. You will always be anonymous. So this one says, hi guys. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I just listened to episode 214 when you looked up crabs. I am a first year dental student and we have to learn about the whole body. During the STI unit, we had to learn about crabs. After listening to you guys talk about crabs, I wanted to tell you about crabrevenge.com.
Okay.
Our professor told us about this. You can send pubic lice to anyone you want, and you can spend extra money to send pubic lice that are genetically modified to be resistant to lice shampoos and near impossible to cure without burning all of your clothing and blankets.
How is this not illegal?
Can you look it up, please, Eden?
This got to be a joke.
But real quick, before you look it up, and as you look it up, Wheezy, here's the question they sent to us.
Crab revenge.
One moment. Who from your past would you send crabs to if you had to? And what would it take?
The model, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Damn, you really hate her? Like, have y'all ran into each other?
I don't hate her, but when I really sit and think about it, like...
Bro, it's a real thing.
She was wildin'.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Yes, we sell pubic lice and yes, we are proud of it. We sell you revenge in a
making
plastic vial.
Making bitches itch? No,
since
I got...
2009.
I got to go on Reddit. Bitch, this ain't real.
Since we graduated high school, they've been making bitches itch.
This ain't real.
No, look, visit Sort.
Well, here I am.
$187, bro. Look.
Our high-end package, also known as the F-strain delousing or delusing shampoo, will never affect
look.
This product. This package will be the most effective at making...
You think it's spoof?
Quote unquote, yeah. Making bitches itch worth every penny.
Wait, can you see if we can really buy it? Go to the order now.
I've seen this somewhere.
Go to add to cart.
Can I get the card for...
It's a prank item, not actual pubic lice. That's what Reddit says.
Bro, it's $202.99 total for a prank. That's an expensive prank. So it's not going to work. Bro, there's billing information, my nigga.
Why is he filling it out?
Can you
Mandy,
not put Mandy B?
Company name.
Horrible decision.
They're like going to see the company name and be like, well, they might have it already.
Wait. Damn. So they sent us this. So outside of Model Bitch, that's the only person?
Is YouTube looking at this?
No.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Oh, by the way, she is a dentist.
Nice.
Well, she's a school for
dentistry. Honestly, I wouldn't send it to Model Bitch, but I just had to pick somebody.
Real quick, she also said, P.S. This is a tip/possible fact. From a dentistry student.
Okay.
The back of your throat bruises when you suck dick and deep throat and your dentist can see it.
Nice. I remember seeing this somewhere, yeah.
Well, that's fine with me.
Bitch, when I went in to have my molars removed, I knew they was like, bitch, why is your voice so raspy?
Is that cum?
Wow.
Wait, I don't think they said they could see cum.
No, I'm joking, Mandy.
But the fact that my... So was my tonsils purple? Because this nigga be real
that's
deep.
Not your
like, bitch, at...
I remember I asked Dr. Christina. No. Oh, I said esophagus.
The dangly thing in the back of my throat. That's tonsils. That's in your throat.
What's the name of that again? Let me look.
The tonsil, bitch.
No, you that's not
the dangly
tonsils,
thing is not
bro.
The tonsils, man.
The dangly thing is your tonsil.
No, it's not.
When you get
not.
Your tonsils removed,
look
that disappears.
Mine.
It is called the uvula.
I don't like that word.
I feel like you said this before, too, is the wild part.
No, it's a pussy in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a pussy in your mouth.
Wait, what do you mean it's a pussy in your mouth?
It so just that's makes your me think
clit? The little dangly thing is like your clit in the back of your throat?
Look.
What, bitch? I need to
know. So this is the tonsils.
Oh.
That's
oh,
it's your tongue. That's
oh,
the
nigga,
soft
I thought
palate.
That was like your throat.
That's the shit that gets bruised up, too.
And soft palate.
Yeah.
So you have your tongue, your tonsils on either side of your uvula. Your uvula is what gets the pussy white things when you get strep throat. And then your soft palate.
Have you ever seen my tonsils? They're huge.
It's on YouTube, too.
Let me. I was about to say, I think so. Ew, those are gross.
A doctor said he doesn't know how I can breathe one.
I'm not going to lie. They look like lungs.
He said he doesn't know how you could breathe
look one. At them.
They look like lungs, yo.
I could see it from here.
Do you
that's
see
him
from there? Fuck? And you're like 10 feet away.
I should have had them out years
COVID
ago.
COVID standards.
But it's like not how, I don't know. It's bad when you get them done later in life.
So wait, when you suck dick though, do they touch your tonsils or
girl,
your uvula?
I'm like, constantly.
Oh wait, so you, ew, I hate that.
But they like it.
Wait, you don't like to get your dick gagged on?
I absolutely love getting my dick gagged on. I don't like hearing that.
How the fuck else do you think we gag, nigga?
I've seen it.
Yeah, what is a hot gag?
What is a sexy gag? Can you give us one, Eden?
There's no such thing as a sexy gag.
Oh, it's probably like...
Give us one, Eden. Is it just a spit?
I'm fine with that one.
Give it to us. Can we hear it?
You don't want to throw up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because this is...
That was so, no.
Say bye, Eden.
Oh, by the way, fellas, if your girl gags like, it's not a real gag.
Oh no, yeah,
she has to go like and push you away because now her eyes are watering. All slimy and shit.
Let me tell you something, because we can fake gag. My homegirl and me were talking about this one particular actor, and she said, and I quote, "Bitch, that's the type of dick I'm gagging even if it ain't big." I was like, "Girl, how is that the thing that you say, bitch?"
I told you though. Like, I don't like gagging, so I fake gag on dick a lot.
Okay.
Look at you yawning. It's because you're in pajamas.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another episode. As you guys know, we have a lot going on. Weezy has a show coming out on Fuse. You for sure need to check that. It airs
June 7th on a Monday.
And every Monday at 11, right?
Mm-hmm. Nice. We also have other podcasts. So if you're all caught up with hearing us here, you get another experience by listening to us on our other podcast. Weezy, do you want to talk about your other podcast and what it is?
Every Tuesday, for fact's sake, me and Eddie, we go run down a bunch of random topics. We did, New York with Charlamagne. That was our only and first guest. We've done Cuba, the Olympics. Did you know that the Olympics, they have a village that they rent out, and there's so much sex going on because everybody's like at their peak athleticism. Because
they're all on steroids.
That they literally can't even. Grindr.
No, they're not on steroids.
Grindr crashed at the Olympic Village in Russia.
Wait, they're all gay?
I mean, a lot of them.
Bitch.
I mean, they wear spandex, of course.
Swim teams.
I mean, okay, my bad.
Gymnastics.
I got it. Oops. Also, you guys can check me out every Monday after you listen to Horrible Decisions. You can tune into Period Sis. Yep. It is more of a tale of womanhood. So every week I'm joined by another woman to share their sexual or feminine hygiene journey. I also, a lot of you guys know, I have my subscription box that comes out every quarter. And so you guys can also check in with me interviewing my brand partners. Each of my brand partners as a part of my box has been woman-owned or black-owned or both. So I definitely try to cater
to... You never had a guy own?
The guy owned was black-owned. B Condoms. He was the only male-owned company in the last three boxes.
Wow.
Everything else has been woman-owned. And then I definitely focus on a lot of, like I said, black-owned businesses. So I bring them on board to talk about their journeys and how they started their companies. You can also listen to me every Tuesday on See The Thing Is. I'm joined by my good friend, Bridget Kelly, and we talk about pop culture. So it's pop culture. We do music, so all of the hot new music, and we talk there. Also, if you are looking to get more in tune with yourself, go to officialboxowner.com. Get yourself some official box owner products. We have apple cider vinegar gummies, which are good for the overall... look at me. I'm drunk now, bitch.
Yeah.
It's good for your overall womanhood, okay? But also boric acid, specifically for those of you who are prone to yeast infections and BV. That is what boric acid is used for. We have pouches. We have sheet orgasms. Go on over to officialboxowner.com. Use promo code WDP. Get 15% off. And then now we're about to let y'all know.
Patreon.
Our Patreon is where the fuck you need to be. Because not only are there over 100 bonus episodes over there.
That shit is crazy.
Over 100. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Someone said
we
wouldn't be more than a year. And technically,
we're over 200. Oh, somebody said we wouldn't make it to May.
To May.
Wow.
We have over 200 episodes on regular.
Y'all love telling us how long we're going to last.
Bro, we have over 300 total
episodes. Bitch, we're salaried. Plus commish.
But on Patreon, we have hella super bonus content. We have vlogs now that you could see for the top tier. $20 patrons. We do one live fucking town hall Patreon episode every month.
Just when.
Which honestly started because COVID, we couldn't go on tour.
That was one of my favorite COVID
things.
And
we really missed interacting with our audience. So go on over again. Also, if you're top tier, that's either the $15 tier or $20 tier. You get free merch every quarter. And I don't know now if it's every 3 months or 4 months, but you get free merch every quarter. And we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from there. And this has been yet another patreon.com/horrible decisions. That's where you get it. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions 1, 2, 3. Gracias.
Let's get Mandy some agua.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to give me some agua?
You need it.
Okay. Bye, guys. Yeah, ho. Anyway, Let's get into the horrible decision. The horrible decision this week is weird sex terms. And it's because I'm also trying to figure out a way to bring back fucking kink of the week or some other thing that we can do. But
honestly, there's a lot of I'm sex trying to terms. Reuse them shits.
I know. I ended up coming across an article that had weird sex terms. And basically, it would be terms that when said, you might have no fucking idea that it's even related to sex. So some of the notable mentions would be a pearl necklace. Pearl necklace, we had an episode where we talked about that. You wouldn't know that
it, Sex in the City.
That it even has to do with sex, unless you hear
tea bagging, sex
truffle butter. Truffle that butter is another gross. One.
I had to Urban Dictionary that one.
Truffle butter was another one. Scat play, that's something. Golden showers, and of course, pegging. But I wanted to get into, I found these other four terms that maybe we've talked about, but again, these are terms that maybe you will hear and you would have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. So one being felching. Felching.
Is that throwing up?
Use felching in a sentence. Like if you just would think felching was a regular term, what do you think felching would mean if it didn't mean sex?
You know, when me and my daughter, we go up to the Hamptons location, we'd love to do a bunch of felching, you know? It's just a grand old time with the family.
Okay, so felching to you sounds like a sport. Cool. Felching.
It's throwing up, right?
No. To felch is to suck up semen out of an orifice.
Can you,
for instance,
I'm sorry, go felch me that orifice. Okay.
Nope. For instance, someone may ejaculate inside their partner's anus and then suck their own semen out of the anus with their mouth.
All right.
Then they may or may not swallow it. So it would be
may or may not. We're giving you an option.
Yeah, it would be basically kind of like what are your cream pies? So felching is the act of what a cream pie is. Oh, wait, no, that's just coming in. So felching would be eating the cream pie. That is the.
I did that.
So that's the verb. That's what felching means then.
I didn't eat it out of the butt.
So eating ejaculant out of an orifice is what felching is.
Not ejaculant, girl. She said eating ejaculant. Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Well,
apparently we don't watch anything the same.
Larry David, that's the best show of all time. Larry David, JB Smoove is in his house and he basically found cum on the sheet. And he's like, we need to have a talk because there was ejaculate. And he goes, ejaculate? What's ejaculate? And then he's like cum. Well, just say cum, Larry.
Oh my goodness.
That shit was so fucking funny. Weak.
Another term, again, I would like for you to use it in a sentence without it being a sex term. Docking. That's I feel like that's easy.
The dick dock.
Docking the boat. We're docking the boat, right?
Is it like marinate? Like when you dock it in, I don't know. I'm lost.
Yeah, right. You're super lost. So docking is also a sex term. Docking is when two uncircumcised people with penises get together. So the first pulls his foreskin back and holds it while the second stretches theirs open and outward as far as possible over the head and shaft of the other partner's penis. This is frequently asked if this act is real and possible. And the response is that with enough imagination and determination, most things are.
It's like a Chinese finger trap.
Yes, bitch. But with a dick and mm-hmm. and foreskin. So, yeah, docking. If that is ever something that you hear any of your gays reference, that is what they're talking about.
I did hear some gays say some really funny shit. As I was walking up on the call I had with you, and I've never heard someone say this before, and I just want to make mention of it.
What was it?
As I was walking up to my apartment door, I tripped, and these two gay niggas walking by, and he goes, "Oh, the baby!"
Or the baby, or what was it? They were kicking. Bitch, I'm sorry. I'm watching Jocelyn's Cabaret right now. So you know where she said double homicide for Jocelyn's Cabaret? She went into, they ended up fighting later on in the episode. And she went into the confessional and was like,